Welcome to Leadership Talks, where we bring you inspiring conversations with remarkable leaders who are making a difference in the world. In today's episode, we are thrilled to introduce Claire Uweneza, Chief Executive Officer of Resonate. Claire's journey from project management to leadership in the development sector is a testament to her dedication and vision. With an MBA and a certificate in social enterprise management and impact investing, she's a true advocate for creative problem solving and empowering others to reach their full potential. Join us as we delve into Claire's insights on leadership, gender equality, and building a brighter future for women and girls. And by the way, she's all the way in the heart of Africa, so that's why she's not in our studio. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you, Martin, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. go ahead and before I dive into some questions and talk a little bit about what I found online, tell us a little bit more about you, your journey to becoming a CEO, and your journey and your goals at Resonate.
My journey with Resonate started 8 years ago now. So I joined Resonate as the operation manager. At that time, it was me and just the two co-founders. In my role at that time was to make sure that I build system and processes in place that allowed us to operate as efficiently, but also comply with both regulation in Rwanda and in the US. And little did I know that today I'll be leading the organization. but I joined Resonate because of my passion for women and girls empowerment. Because I know in our culture, I don't know about in the US, but I think it's a pervasive globally that women tend to shrink themselves or tend not to speak up for themselves, and which is defined as being less self-confidence or less self-assured than our male counterpart. And that's how women miss opportunity for social and economic advancement. And we know for sure that women have the skills because we go to school with boys, and sometimes you find that the girls are even overperforming in class. But when they go to the job market, you find that men always secure a job before us, or even we're doing the same job, but they're being paid more than we do. And you wonder, what is the problem? And it's that confidence gap. And it's usually rooted in our culture, society, and the labels that community place on women. And for me, I've seen my mom raising us, and from the very young age, also empowering me to believe that I can achieve whatever I set my mind to. And she did so in a way that uplifted others as well. So she has been an example that women can lead and achieve and do so in a way that uplifts others. So that's why I joined Resonate, so that I can contribute. And at that time, as a young, ambitious woman, I was very lucky to have an incredible leader who believed in me and allowed me to try things that I never even thought that I could do myself. And that willingness to learn and putting all the effort has led me to be where I am today. And I lead the organization, and it's a privilege, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, you're a great example to all that are under you and all the girls and women that you're helping. You're a great example of success and, you know, putting yourself sometimes in an uncomfortable spot, but learning from it is a big lesson and a big stepping stone to success. So I think you've done that and you've done a great job. So congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Speaking of challenges and creative solutions, having worked with global organizations like Oxfam and World Vision, Rwanda, and then transitioning to leading Resonate, can you share some of the unique challenges you have faced in promoting female leadership in East Africa?
Yes, definitely the challenge is that the confidence gap for women, where we feel less self-assured. And I think there is also an article by the Harvard Business Review that talked about the unconscious bias, right? Where women will see a job description, decide not to apply for the job because of the one or two, three things that they don't have. While for the men, they look at the things that they have and decide to say, like, for the things that I don't have, I'll learn on the job. So that's a challenge. And it's even worse. You can imagine if people who are educated, who have all those privileges, feels that way. How about the women who come from a rural community, whose parents didn't have a chance to go to school, or who might be the first one to go to school, or who can barely afford the basic needs? So the level of vulnerability or the self-esteem is double. So those are the challenges that we see. And the way we tackle them, we are partnering with other organizations that provide education, hard skills, or provide resources to women and girls to make sure that they integrate our leadership and confidence training into their existing program. That way we make sure that women do not only have access to skills and education, but they also have the confidence and the leadership skills that they need to turn those skills into action. And as a result, we've seen an increase in women taking on leadership roles or women starting businesses, because women are also known for being risk averse. And to be an entrepreneur, you need to be willing to take risk. And we've seen other women deciding to go back to school. So those are the challenges that we face, but also these are the why we exist, to work with our partners to solve those challenges. So those are as an organization. And then speaking about me working with the bigger organization now, moving to Resonate, which was a young organization, I feel like there is always a huge difference when you work in a bigger organization or larger organization, because resources are available.
Yeah.
And that means you're only dedicated to one thing, versus when you work in a small or early stage organization, resources are less and you're doing more than one thing. And what that presents is an opportunity to learn and adapt quickly. If you're able to learn and adapt quickly, then you're able to grow fast, versus in the bigger organization, it requires more effort to be able to grow, because there's so many layers in the leadership, which mean also there are also more experienced people. So you have to show your ability to be able to move to the next level, which sometimes for the women, it's hard if they haven't had that person or that workshop that helped them build their confidence to be able to speak up for themselves. Yeah.
So through education, teaching skills, you're filling the gaps, which then obviously fill their confidence, so that when they do look at a job offer, they don't have that lack of confidence that they can't do that because they've been exposed to it through you.
Exactly. Or if they want to start a business, but let's say no one in their family has ever run a successful business, they're not afraid to say, like, I can be the first one in my family, or I can be the first one to go to school, or I can be the first one to run for election in the local villages to be leaders, so that they they're not defined by the culture norms or the gender norms. They feel like they're ready. They have the confidence to pursue their dreams or their goals in life and define who they want to be instead of someone else defining for them who they should be.
Should be. Yeah, that's awesome. And sometimes it's great to be the first one because then you lead as an example and you sometimes people aren't aware how many others they will inspire, and giving back that way and facing those challenges can be very, very rewarding. So I think that's great. So speaking of vision for women and girls, your aspiration is for a world where women and girls believe in their dreams, speak up fearlessly, and run successful businesses. Can you share a transformative story or an experience from Resonate's initiatives that embody this vision?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's so many stories because in our program, we use storytelling. So you can imagine if in the last 10 years, I talked about that. This year, we celebrated our 10 years. So in the 10 years, we have more story, over 27,000 stories.
Pick the best
which
one.
Sometimes it's hard. I'll choose one story of this woman. Her name is Annunciata. We met Annunciata back in 2017 through one of our partner in Rwanda, Rwanda Women's Network. And Annunciata is a single mother. She has three children. When we met Annunciata, the way she would define herself, she would say that she was a woman full of sorrow and always worried about how she would be able to feed her children and send them to school. And during the workshop, that's when she realized when they were doing there's an activity that they do, the tree of life. You know, a tree has a roots, they have a trunk, they have fruits. And through that activity, Annunciata was able to reflect back on her life. The roots stand for the past, like where she comes from, the trunk stand for where she is now. And then the fruits stand for the achievement. And then we add another part of the hummingbird where they think about the future. And through that activity, that was when Annunciata realized actually there are things that she should be proud of. Because before she felt like there wasn't anything to be proud of. And that was a pivotal moment for her to feel like I've been through this and this is where I am. This is having children and being able to afford the basic that she could was something to be proud of. And from that date, she decided that she wanted to change her life and her children. And she decided that her gender shouldn't define the type of activity that she ventured in. So she decided to venture into business. She gained the confidence to go ask for a loan. And together with her children, they started a business. And later on, they were able to build family houses, which now they use as commercial building, which they rent out. And her kids have been able to graduate from university. And Annunciata did not stop there. She went back in her community to women who she knew were struggling. So she formed a cooperative. She started sharing her story and also empowering them. Today, their cooperative can save up to $18,000. In Rwandan francs, that's $18,000 in 6 months. And to me, that's a woman who represent resilience, who represent inspiration to so much more women can do. And also being an example, I'm sure you know this quote that when you empower a woman, you empower a nation, because she did not stop with her family. She went on to support other women. And to me, that's my favorite. And she's a successful business woman. And that proved how much when women believe in themselves and pursue their dreams, how they become unstoppable.
And now she's passing that on and inspiring other women. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So are your workshops online or are they all in person? How do you attract as many? I mean, you said you have 27,000 examples. How do you attract so many people? Is it a combination of both online and in person?
Yes. So I talked about that we work through partnership with other organizations. So most of our participants or the women that we work with are from other organizations. So those include government. So currently, for example, we are working with the government of Rwanda, the Ministry of Youth and Family, Ministry of Youth and the Ministry of Gender and Family Promotion, where we go in the rural communities of Rwanda. So they help us recruit women that we can work with, women or youth. So that's how we get participants. Others are through partners, NGOs or civil society organization or corporate that want to invest in their female staff. And there we go, we train them. We have different program, but our core program is called Storytelling for Leadership that focuses on the self. Who am I as Claire? What are the things that I went through that shaped who I am? What are my values? What are my strengths? And where do I want to go? And they create what we call the story of leadership that shows what is the challenge that I faced, the choice that I made, and the outcome. And then we add on another professional module, professional development program that allows them or that gives them the tool to be able to say, if I want to be an entrepreneur, for example, or if I want to go back to school, or if I have a goal, how do I achieve my goal? So giving them the practical tools to achieve their dreams or achieve their goals. So with that, we do mostly our workshop in person, but we sometimes do some virtually, especially during COVID in 2020, 2021. That's when we pivoted more to virtual training using Zoom and phone calls because of the lockdown and restriction. But now we are back to doing more of the in-person. Yeah.
So much better in person, right?
Definitely. It makes a huge difference because one of the things that our participants get is also a sense of community that you're not alone. You have people. Yes.
Yeah. And leadership, speaking about it and being open and vulnerable and letting people know where you came from, where you're at right now, what are your goals for the future? That can be so powerful because so many people can resonate with that. Speaking of resonate, and really put themselves in a position. Well, that's me. That's where I'm at right now. So you're telling me I can be, you know, I can take those steps and do what, you know, this person that you're listening to. So I love the fact that you guys do that because I truly believe that there's always somebody in the audience that will be touched by the story and it will change their life forever. So hoorah to that. That's awesome. So what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, because also change starts within, right?
Yes.
And the moment we are able to see ourselves as leaders, or problem solvers, the more we're likely to be those leaders. And for us, we say like leadership is not only about a title or position, but we define leadership as being proactive in the face of a challenge. So there is a challenge in your community, in your household, in your workplace, or at school. You don't sit and wait for someone else to come and solve that problem, but you take an initiative. whether be it's rallying people around you or advocating for that change to happen. That's what we call the leadership, or a leader.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're about to obviously wrap up 2023. We're coming close to end of the year. What are the big plans for 2024 for Resonate?
That's a great question. because we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, like a decade of impact that includes the 27,000 people that we've impacted in Rwanda and across East Africa. We've been able to validate our impact through a randomized controlled trial, a research study that was conducted by researchers from UC Berkeley and Georgetown University, which proved that our program are more impactful. It showed that women who have gone through our program earn 116% more income than those who didn't go into the workshop, and 67% more likely to speak up, and 31% more likely to achieve their goal. And that proved to us that our program are more impactful. And right now we also have our program in four languages: Kinyarwanda, which is the local language in Rwanda, English, Swahili. Swahili is used mostly in the East Africa, and French. So our goal for the next few years is to impact 100,000 women throughout East Africa so that they can create a world or live in a world where they are leaders in creating the change that they want to see in their lives and communities. And also we are hoping to expand. We are looking forward to expand in the harder to reach rural communities of Rwanda, so that we can reach those women who are marginalized, but also have potential to be leaders, to be innovators, to be problem solvers. And looking forward also to partnering with those organizations that provide hard skills or education to women and girls so that they integrate our leadership and confidence training into their programming. That way we make sure that women and girls do not only have access to skills and education, but they have the tools and the confidence to turn those skills into action and reach their full potential. In brief, awesome. That's what we're looking for. And living in a world where women are not afraid to be themselves or to be leaders or to be innovators and agents of change.
Well, congratulations. I love the goals. What time is it there, by the way, right now?
It's almost 8:30.
At night.
P.M.
Okay, uh-huh. So it's not too bad. But thank
not
you.
Too bad.
Thank you for joining me late your time. It's only 10:30 in the morning here. So thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for sharing your story and your success, and look forward to 2024. Sorry, my phone was ringing. Look forward to 2024 for you guys, and let's stay in touch. Is there anything else you want to say? Drop anything about Resonate, any information?
Yes, definitely. I would say people who are interested or who are passionate about gender equality, women empowerment, they should visit us on our website, www.resonateworkshops.org. And the different ways that you can contribute to support the women in East Africa, you can donate. For every $50 that you give, you're allowing one woman to participate in our storytelling for leadership that allows them to discover their skills, their strengths, and tap into their full potential and connect us. You can be a champion, you can be a connector, you can be an investor, and it all makes a difference to the women and girls that we serve.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing everything, and wish you guys the best.
Thank you. Wish you the best too.
Thank you.